Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Retail Refined and Market Scale Podcast, taping live from Shop Talk 2024. You're going to notice all the activity behind me, but there's a lot of action happening here in Vegas. I get to sit right now with NJ Fox, so I'm so excited that you gave me the time to do that. She is managing partner at APL, and that stands for Athletic Propulsion Labs, for those who do not know that.
Thank you.
Yes, but NJ is also a multi-award-winning Webby award-winning creative. She's a serial entrepreneur. She is building brands in luxury and emerging fashion. She's also the co-founder and the term you coined, chief mentorpreneur.
Correct. I trademarked that.
I love it. Of the Forward Female. And just really known for, a woman that makes waves in everything when it comes to luxury and fashion and footwear.
Yes, thank you.
So thanks so much for sitting with us today.
Thank you, Melissa. I just love being with you. We're always having great conversations about everything that's going on in the retail space. And this is, the perfect, springboard to talk about all that, especially at Shop Top. It's crazy, crazy busy here.
Yes, it is.
And, it's APL is such a, is always here. Looking for new things and talking in deep into the retail space and growing. So it's exciting. My background, as you probably know, is I come out of a corporate background at American Express, MGM, Universal Studios, a lot of those places in merchandising, licensing, retail, and then have the opportunity to dive into e-commerce.
Yeah.
At the wedding channel, which was really learning and building bridal registries. Launching as my own entrepreneurial career at the UXB, my branding agency for advertising, branding, and interactive. So that's where I really became familiar with e-commerce and working with my clients. Became a Webby Award winner.
Yeah.
On so many levels and working, and then moving into APL, but also working with other young brands, emerging entrepreneurs, and getting to do that and advising other companies from Modern Picnic to DeMarson, and just there's so many on the long list.
Yeah, well, I always follow closely all the things that you work on, in addition to her fashion, just so you know. But I think that's such a vast background, and I'd love to talk a little bit of what you're, how you're bringing that forward with APL as a founding partner there. So let's talk a little bit more about APL. What is footwear is a competitive space. What is the value proposition? And when you think about the opportunity of where it sits, not just with footwear, but with luxury, love to hear more about that.
Great question. We always had this vision from the beginning, and maybe I should quickly tell the origin story. We invented and looked at the space and said, we're going to go into basketball. We wanted a niche part of the market. We're all about innovation and technology. So we launched our Concept One basketball shoe that was banned by the NBA, that has our patented load and launch technology that propels you up to 3.5 inches higher.
I need this in my life, on a daily basis.
Me too. Everybody loves to dunk. And then we were banned by the NBA for an undue competitive advantage, became the number one story in the world, 17th most searched to Google term. And then from there, it was just history. We were also the highest priced athletic footwear product at that time at $300. And then we went into running, men's and women's running market in 2014. And we are really the pioneer and innovator of luxury performance in this market. And that's what really differentiates us.
Yeah.
We have this incredible technology, but with the luxury component, we're not necessarily as logo driven or very design driven. All of our materials, everything that we do, it is at a whole other level.
Yeah, no, I can attest to it, because whenever I wear my APL, I always get stopped by people asking me about the sneaker, because they're so well designed, right? The
way. Absolutely. A silhouette can take up to two and a half years. We work on it. Yeah. So meticulously, we're known for our colors. And we say, and this happens to so many of our consumers like you and me, when we're out in our product on the streets, people are saying, you're becoming like the hero or heroine in our product, because people are looking at you and saying, what are you wearing? And they're engaging with you. And it's really this whole incredible experience in our product.
Yeah. Well, in addition to beautiful product, you have gorgeous stores.
We do.
In New York and in L.A. And I really think that they're flagship destinations that really tell your story. So can you talk a little bit about that and the thought process? They don't look the same, but I think they both have really substantial impact.
Absolutely. I mean, our goal was always to bring, and we call them the world of APL, and they're really an embodiment of the brand and the experience, and they are destination stores, and we L.A. is different from Los Angeles, and in Los Angeles, we're at the Grove.
Right.
The Grove has more traffic than Disney World.
Yes. No, it is incredible that that shopping center is just like, it's a community in itself.
Absolutely. And then in New York, we're down at 75 Prince Street. And again, enormous amount of traffic. But our whole design and philosophy is it's an embodiment of the brand. It's also light, airy like our brand, a bit severe, but also, I mean, high ceilings, cathedral-like experience. Also, I mean, how we display the product.
Yeah.
Especially in New York, the boxes, which are almost like jewel boxes, the Via Bizzuno boxes are, you know, meant to be like an art gallery and
yeah.
display and an interaction. So the customer is having this incredible experience. And all the materials that we use, I mean, you know, from the travertine and you go up the stairs and the marble and the experience and the seating is really a reflection of the brand, the lighting.
Yeah.
And also like in New York.
Yeah.
We have the vanity rooms, the five vanity rooms that are like the five boroughs of the city. And they were designed that way.
Okay. Yes. I was wondering because it is their own, their like speed bumps of experiences happening
right
in the store.
So you can literally try on the shoes. I mean, the lighting and the calibration of the lighting and the attention to detail that we and the team and everybody put into that is part of the whole experience.
Yeah.
And trying on the shoes, the selfies in these gorgeous rooms. I mean, every time it's spectacular. And then really taking a journey through the product and,
yeah.
and all of our silhouettes.
Yeah. And with New York especially, such a gateway for an international audience. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because you're obviously, you know, omni-channel business with a unified commerce approach. What role do stores play from an international perspective?
That is such a great question. And it's been so interesting to follow this because we are omni-channel. And what's happening is we're seeing the international consumer come into our stores and have this experience and love our product and then take it back to their countries. And we're seeing our business growing that way. And what's also, and we combine that with our e-commerce, where we're on the global e-platform. So if you're buying from us online, e-commerce, mobile, desktop, whatever, you're buying in your language, in your currency, and you're buying also in the way the duties and the taxes are reflected in that country on that particular platform. So we've seen an enormous growth in international, and I know that our stores are also these incredible showrooms for retailers, for people discovering our brand. So it's not just domestic, it's growing us internationally in the demand. We're seeing it in the Middle East, in Asia, in Europe, all over the world.
Yeah. And that, I mean, I love that you're taking that localization approach when you think of the digital experience and making sure that you're factoring in how they discover might be a little bit different, how they convert, the currency not being a friction point for them.
Right. And absolutely. And that was a lot of work and a lot of thought. And we were one of the forerunners. We started on Flow, which was bought by Global E. And then we went into that whole experience. And it was actually took a while to integrate everything. And we're just seeing, we've seen actually a 22% increase in international sales just from doing that, because it's up to us to meet the consumer
yeah.
where they are and talk to them in their languages and their experiences. We also do that in our conversational chat.
Mm.
We use the stores again as the base for that. All of our sales associates are in the chat every day.
Because from the store?
From the stores. and our teams, because they have the product knowledge.
Yes.
So they've been trained in that. They do different times all day long, the sales associates in chat, on lots of different platforms that we have in chat. So on the desk, a live chat, in areas like Fiatpo, different things. So we're literally having these live conversations all day long, instantly, and also in their languages a lot of the time.
I love that. Well, there's so much conversation, and it's come up at this conference as well. I hosted an AI panel, and even in that panel, the power of the store associate. And, you know, I'm sure that you have this always learning mentality from the store associate that's making your customer service team stronger as well. But can you talk a little bit about that partnership that's critical with the store associate when you think of the success of your brand?
It is actually critical. And you know what's interesting? We actually adopted that during the pandemic because we kept our entire team on. We said, let's integrate them into the whole customer service experience.
Yeah.
And let's also make sure it's our responsibility to pass on as much product knowledge to them so they can be as knowledgeable with the consumer.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And that's what they're doing. And also, we're guiding them through the store and consumers that way. It really starts off with the origin story.
Mm-hmm.
They come into the store. We literally have our basketball shoes, our Super Future, and our Concept X right there at the front. So we're telling the story from the beginning and then guiding them through everything. And so they're so knowledgeable of that. And we do that with our retailers, too. I mean, we're sending out product knowledge teams to our retailers and making sure they know the story, so they're translating our brand and our knowledge and passing it on in store and online. And also online, we have that. We have our tech sheets, deep product knowledge, so that we're answering those questions.
Yeah, I think that that's critical. And I think consumers are savvier than ever, right? And they're they're exposed to so much more information now. So, and that differentiation, I think, is key. Because as you mentioned, I mean, there's a little bit more of a luxury price point when you think of the category. I mean, or high contemporary, well, how would you categorize it? But it's important that people are understanding the technology and the style of it.
Absolutely. And that we work on that, and we really have tried online to do that as well. There's so much information, but we've try to make sure it's simple. It's easily digestible.
Yeah.
We have it sorted certain ways so you can find different information. We also use TrueFit, which has really helped us a lot because obviously sizing is critical. And we have an extraordinarily low return rate. So we know that that's working.
Yeah.
And that the information is working and the fit is working.
Yeah.
So that's really important to us.
It is critical. And that's kind of the hump you need to get a new customer over anyway. And then they have more confidence to continue to shop, right?
Right. We have an extraordinary returning customer level because the comfort of our product is just unparalleled. And people find out, you know, from our technology, the Propelium or our Ultra Tech. I mean, you know it. We walk in our shoes.
Yes.
We run in our product every day. We test our product. We know that it's so comfortable. We see people in the medical industry and certain industries where they're on their feet all day long. They swear by our product.
Yeah. Well, you could put me on that list. So what can you share about the future? What are you really excited about when you think of APL and the opportunities that lie ahead?
I think for us, I mean, I know we have a lot of newness in the pipeline.
Yeah.
It's starting actually an announcement later this week.
Oh, okay, we're going to watch out for that.
Yeah, and a lot more silhouettes. I think we're moving a little bit more into lifestyle, so you're going to see more of that and us spread our wings that way.
Love that.
In the future, we'll probably be in more cities, but again, it's very curated where we want to be, where we want to go, where the brand should be, and profiled for each particular city. Our partnerships, I mean, you know about this. We have an incredible partnership with the Oracle Red Bull F1 racing team, and that makes so much sense because, you know, they're about performance,
yes,
innovation, technology. So it's like the perfect partnership in marriage. And that's what we look for.
Yeah.
So, and also in store. I mean, we've had some incredible events. We have another one coming this week. But in the middle, the dead of winter, we had 1,000 women, mostly women, show up for a walk, come to the store, and experience our product in the cold, in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
So diehard APL people and supporting us and having experiences. And I think that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Brands are using experiential things and making sure consumers are connecting that way.
Absolutely. And the dinner we attended last night, that was a big, whether it's Gen Z or not, but for sure Gen Z, they're craving to be part of the community. And so if APL can be the nucleus of that, bringing community together around the lifestyle promise that they've created, that's really powerful.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons our brand resonates so well, is there's a sense of community. When someone talks about they're wearing APL, they say on their own, I love APL. I mean, it's just totally organic that way. I mean, so much of our social is organic. We've never paid anybody. I mean, it's just an incredible following. And also, I think it's very cross-generational too. And I think we're seeing that on the runways now.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Miu Miu. I mean, what just happened during Fashion Week, and we're seeing the all these generational connections happening and welcoming, you know, multi-generational communities.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there's so much opportunity when we think of cross-generational, with the Gen Zs being influencers to Gen X or Alpha coming up next.
So. I know, right?
it's
hard to keep here in the middle.
We're just playing, putting on their APLs and Roblox if they could, the Gen Alpha. Well, thank you so much for sitting with us today.
Yeah.
I am such a fan of the brand, Eddie U, but I appreciate the time.
I'm a fan of yours.
And thank you.
Thank you.
We're coming to you from Shop Talk. A lot of trends being talked about, the future of retail and the consumer. And again, NJ Falk, managing partner of APL. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.